نزلت قلت اتمشى شويه واقعد مع صحابي بقى، لكن ما نزلتش. فواحد شاور لي في شارع 9 في المقدم، قال لي مزلنا تغلي، قلت له اوكي تعال.
I'm here with Faisal, the taxi driver that I've been working with here for months in Cairo, and my colleague Abdurrahman. And it's Tuesday, just after noon, and Faisal was just telling me a story yesterday about temperatures are still hot here with the standoff between the Muslim Brotherhood presidential candidate Mohamed Morsi, who's projected to win the race, but the other candidate, Ahmed Shafiq, from the Mubarak regime, his campaign says they have the most votes and they've won the race. But Faisal, you were just telling me a story yesterday. Go ahead, start from the beginning.
امبارح انا في شارع 9 في المقطم، واحد شاور لي قال لي مدير الازغلي، قلت له اتفضل.
Yesterday I was working on my taxi and one said to me that he wants to go to Lazoghli street in downtown.
فركب معايا فسالني انت صوتت؟ قلت له اه رحت التصويت.
And he asked me, did you vote in the election? And I said, yes, I voted.
قال لي صوتت لمين؟ قلت له دكتور مرسي.
And he asked me, who did you vote for? I answered, دكتور مرسي.
انا ما سالتوش لكن هو اللي سالني، فبالتالي رديت عليه اجابه اللي هي الحقيقيه يعني الصحيحه. فراح مزعق وراح متخانق وصوته عالي. شاب هو مش كبير في السن يعني.
And he started to yelling at me and to shout, and he seems to be very young. He's not old man yet.
فقال لي هيخربوا البلد ودول حراميه، انت تعرف عن حاجه عن تاريخهم؟ قلت له طب انت لو تعرف حاجه عن تاريخهم قول لي عليها، انا مش اخوان، لكن انا راجل مسلم وبصلي الخمس صلوات ويعني متدين، لكن مش لا انتمي لاي حزب يعني.
And he yelled at me, do you know anything about their history? Do you know that they are corrupt people? Do you know that they are very bad people? I answered, no, just tell me, what do you mean by that? I'm a Muslim and I'm a practicing Muslim, but I'm not Islamist. But I want to know more from you.
فقعد يسألني أسئلة، منها اللي أنت تعرف حاجة عن تاريخهم، كل ما أجي أجاوبه يسأل سؤال غيره قبل ما أجاوب. يعني مش بديني فرصه، قلت له اديني فرصه ارد عليك طالما انت بتسالني، وعايز لو انت حاجه عندك معلومه مش عارفها وانا عارفها ممكن اديها لك. فما بقاش مديني فرصه ان انا ارد عليه، والاخر قال لي انتوا كفره. بجد والله انتوا كفره. قلت له انت مسلم؟ قال لا ايوه انا مسلم. قلت له انت لو مسلم ما تكفرش واحد بيصلي وعارف دينه كويس.
And he also kept yelling at me and he said that you are apostate. How do you vote for someone like this? And he couldn't, or he didn't give me any chance to answer his questions. All of his questions were like very fast without keeping me answering. And when he yelled at me that you are apostate or you are kafir in Arabic.
An apostate means not a Muslim.
Not a Muslim, yeah. He said, Faisal said, how do you say that to a real Muslim who's practicing and praying five times a day?
هو قبل ما يقول انتوا كفره، السبب اللي خلاني اللي قال كده يعني لما بيتكلم جاب سيره الجيش حمى، قلت له الجيش ما حماش الثوره تمام. فلقيته قال انتوا كفره، قلت له ازاي الجيش حمى الثوره وكانوا بيمسكوا الراجل اللابس مدني بيضربهم في التحرير بيموت الناس اللي واقفه المظاهرين ويسلموه للجيش، وبعد شويه لقوه هو اللي بيضرب نفسه تاني، فازاي يبقى حمى للثوره يعني الجيش؟
The reason he was very nervous when he said that, when he said that you're kafir, you're apostate, that while he was asking me, he said that الجيش حمى الثورة, which means that the army protected the revolution. I told him no, the army didn't protect the revolution. The army was shooting the people in the streets, and they are civilians, and people were being killed by the army. So the army didn't protect the revolution. So that he was very nervous, and he said, no, how dare you say that? You are kafara, you are apostate.
And what did you do, Faisal, in the end?
وانت عملت ايه في الاخر؟
انا قلت له انا ما بتكلمش على الجيش عامه، انا بتكلم على المجلس العسكري. المجلس العسكري هو اللي فيه مشكله من ضمن الفلول ولازم يتحاسب ولازم يتحاكم. فتقريبا ابوه او هو يا اما هو ضابط في امن الدوله او حاجه زي كده، يا اما ابوه من ضمن الضباط اللي في الجيش يعني، لانه